From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A U.S. drone strike has killed at least seven Islamic State militants in central Yemen. The strikes hit two cars carrying armed individuals in Al Baita province. American forces have repeatedly launched drone and airstrikes in Al Baita and southeastern Shabwa province, where dozens of Al-Qaeda and IS members are believed to be based. Two Somali citizens, an African Union soldier from Uganda, and four Al-Shabaab militants were killed in an ambush early Wednesday on the outskirts of Mogadishu. Gunfire followed the explosion of an improvised explosive device that targeted an AU military vehicle. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved bipartisan legislation to block the flow of illegal funds to Iran-backed Hezbollah militants and also to sanction Hezbollah for using civilians as human shields. The measures were approved by a voice vote on Wednesday in a blow to the group, which is designated a terrorist organization. And lawmakers say it has close ties to the government of Iran. The bill that targets Hezbollah funding places sanctions on people and businesses engaged in fundraising and recruitment for the group. On Thursday, in a further lash at Iran, the House is expected to vote on placing sanctions on Tehran's ballistic missile program. Thursday's vote concerns the Iran Ballistic Missiles and International Sanctions Enforcement Act, which places sanctions on Iran if it tries to manufacture, acquire, possess, develop, transport, transfer, or use ballistic missiles or ballistic missile launch technology. This is VOA News.